You can turn to Acts 14, Acts chapter 14. I know I've been dealing with faith a lot here lately, but it must be okay because I get a lot of people shaking my hand going out the door on Sunday morning saying that it's just what they needed. I think sometimes we ministers, we get to going and we think, well, the people know that, the people know this, and we sometimes back off of a subject, but I guess it's good to stir us all up, you know. Amen. Now, really, this scripture talking about healing, but this is the way faith comes for anything that you need, and we'll probably talk about from a healing standpoint, but it comes anyway. And they were preaching the gospel there, and in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb. He'd never walked. The man heard Paul speaking. Paul observed him intently, seeing that he had faith to be healed, and said in a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and walked. That says he's crippled from the time he was born. One of the others said, they say he'd never walked. And he was always sitting because God's translation said he was always sitting because he'd never been able to walk. The New Revised Standard said he had never walked and he had been a cripple from birth. Now, here this guy is. He never ran and played as a child because it says he'd never walked. He wasn't able to hold down a job. And day after day, he was depending on somebody to help him. So now, as we see this, it's talking about healing. And healing, they say, is the dinner bell. Now, Raymond T. Ritchie used to say that. Raymond T. Ritchie was a pastor of one of the churches in Houston, Texas, when I was a kid and a teenager. He said healing is the dinner bell. I'm sure after this fella got healed there in Paul's meeting, they probably had a whole bunch more people. You know, now someone said, well, God is just sovereign. He picked that guy out. No, he wasn't. Let's look at what happened, how all of this took place. Look then here at 14, 7 through 9. It says they were preaching and there in Lystra, a certain man crippled and never walked. Now, look at verse 9. And the man heard Paul speaking. Then it says, Paul observed him intently, seeing that he had faith to be healed. On this particular time, he heard Paul preaching the gospel. Well, the gospel includes healing, salvation, healing, all of it, prosperity. But now I want you to notice in verse 9, notice this. Notice the word heard comes before the word faith. And that goes straight to Romans 10:17. We all know if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Hello? Heard Paul speak. The man heard what Paul was saying about Jesus and about healing and salvation, and this gave him faith to be healed. There's no real mystery here. First, he heard the word. You know, today, I wonder if sometimes the reason that people are not receiving is because the word's not being preached. You can make it. God is good. God wants to bless you. And all that is true. But you got to have the gospel that says that salvation is obtained through Jesus Christ's death on Calvary. Healing was attained. See, when you hear the word, it causes faith to come. That's what the Bible says. Now, another thing that happens is that people are listening, the minister speaking, but they're off somewhere else. Their body's in church, but they're not there. They're hearing, but they're not hearing. I mean, they hear the sound, but this man evidently was paying careful attention to what Paul was saying. Because Paul was saying something that he needed, and Paul was telling him how to do it. So he more and then likely was very focused on what Paul was saying. You know, Jesus said in Luke 8:18, take heed how you hear. If you want results, then you got to pay close attention to what's being said. Even from if you're reading, you know, you can be reading the Bible and yet it's not registering with you because you're not really concentrating on it. You're not focused on it. You can't even go back and say, when, you know, people walk out there, oh, man, it was a great service. What did preacher preach on? Well, hello. See, we got to realize you got to hear first. Hearing comes before faith. Now, I want you to get a hold of something else here. He heard Paul speak, and Paul, observing him intently, seeing that he had faith to be healed. The New Century says he looked straight at him and saw that he believed God could heal him. God's Word translation says Paul observed him closely and saw that the man believed that he could be made well. Now, it wasn't him having faith wasn't a sovereign act of God. It was a result of hearing the Word. Anyone can do the same thing. Whether you need healing, whether you need whatever it is, then you need to hear the Word on that particular thing. The reason I think Paul, it doesn't say what Paul says, they heard Paul speak, but the reason I think he must have been speaking about healing is because he said he had faith to be healed. See, if you're preaching salvation, then people have faith for salvation. That's your main call. And healing, or, you know, you need to hear the Word on whatever it is you need. See? Now, faith is not just mysterious. It's Hebrews 11:1 tells you, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There it is right there. In other words, faith is the substance that we have it before we see it. Now, I want you to notice that this man, Paul saw that this man had faith, but he was still crippled. Paul saw that he had faith to be healed, but he was still crippled. Now, what's the problem here? The problem was the man heard Paul speak. The man had faith to be healed. Now it says that Paul said with a loud voice. He didn't whisper. He said with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. And he leaped and walked. Now, the healing didn't come until he put action to what he believed. He didn't look at Paul and say, I can't walk. He jumped up. You see, he activated his faith. Any of you ever got a credit card and across the top is this little old deal that says to activate this card, call 1-800 blah, 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 blah. You peel it off, you call it. Now, you got that card and you can carry it in your billfold, but until you activate it, you're not going to purchase anything with it. You know, Dad's preaching back in the 50s. And he called for all the people that couldn't walk, come down here and sit on the altar. They carried some people down there. One man scooted down there. He couldn't even walk. He just scooted his feet like this. One lady, she was crippling around, but she got down there and she sat on the end altar. Nine people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Dad just walked up in front of each one of them and said, "Rise and walk." And they all started. There's number one jumped up. The man that was scooting, he jumped up and you saw him. He started scooting down the aisle. When he come back around the other aisle, he was running. Yeah. I mean, these people were in. This lady down here, number nine, she could get down there. She had really had bad arthritis, but she could still walk a little bit. I mean, you know, some of these other people were carried down there. The man, he scooted down there. He could just scoot his feet like this, you know. Took him forever to get down the aisle. I mean, he's only going about an inch at a time. He told this woman, he said, "Rise, stand up and walk." Actually, I think he told him to run, really, if I remember. Yeah, he did. I remember because she said, "My God, man, I can't even walk, much less run." I'm just a kid. Well, in the 50s, I guess I was already a teenager. I don't know, probably 15, 14, somewhere in there. But, and Dad said to her, "Listen, you saw all these other people. You got down here by yourself. They carried this lady next to you. They carried down here. Ride, run. I can't." And she didn't. I mean, eight other people, she saw it happen, but still she didn't activate. The faith was there. If she would have activated it, you know, I got this phone right here. You know, I could go down here and I could go on my contacts, you know, and I get here and, oh, there's Joel Dunning's name. Okay. So I push the button. I made the call. I can call, but unless I say something, nothing ever happens. I know it's a silly little illustration, but how many times are people have faith, but yet they never activate that faith? That's the point I'm trying to get over to you. You see, nothing happens until I speak into that phone. I made the call. It rang. He picked it up. He said, "Hello." And I just sat there. Now, we laugh about that, but that's the way a lot of people are doing. They hear the word and they say, "Oh, man, I know God. I believe God can do it." But when it comes to activating, they're not there. Anybody get anything out of this? Because Paul helped him to activate his faith. That's what I'm trying to do tonight, is get you, most of you, you have faith. Most of you are my congregation. You've been here, you heard me preach. I look around here and see, you heard me preach a lot of sermons. You've heard the other staff members preach sermons. But you're not getting some things because you're just not activating it. See, you need somebody to help you. Paul had to help this man to activate his faith. Help me understand that. You know, James talks about having corresponding actions with your faith. Hello. See, faith dares to achieve what the word of God says, even though it looks impossible. many times, faith in our hearts has to be activated by what we say. Declare the word. Thank God ahead of time for it. Before you see it. This man experienced the power of God in healing. Why? Because he had faith? Yeah. But he was still crippled when Paul saw that he had faith. It wasn't until Paul pushed the button that caused him to jump up that the healing came. Does anybody understand what I'm saying to you? He did what he could not do before. I've done it. I heard Dad do it. I've heard other healing ministers do it. And when we do a healing line, I pray for people and I say, do something you couldn't do before. Any of you that's ever been in any of my dad's meetings, you've heard him say that. Y'all have heard me say that. Why? Because I'm trying to do the same thing Paul did. Activate that faith. Do something you couldn't do. You know, hear the word, believe the word is great. We need to do that. We have to do that. But that doesn't get it for you. Then you have to act on it. I've heard Dad say it many times. I've said it to people preaching healing. See yourself healed. Guy told me not long ago, believing God for a car. I said, see yourself driving it. So I'm believing God gave me a car. I said, what kind? Oh, I don't know. Just a car. I said, no. Go down and look at them. Sit in them. Find one you like. Then start calling it into being. See yourself driving it. See it's parked in your garage. See, that's activating your faith. How many understand what I'm saying to you now? I know I haven't preached very long tonight. It's just a little short message, but I wanted to get you stirred up. Did I do a job? Did you get that deal? Paul said he had faith, and yet he wasn't healed until he did something. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Father, tonight I thank you for these people. We've done our best to get them to realize that they have faith, and sometimes they're believing God, but they're not activating. Get them to the point to where they're activating that faith, and everything is coming into fruition in their lives. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I know it was short tonight, but sometimes shorter is better than long. Did you ever notice you remember shorter sermon before better than you do the longer one? You don't have to worry about me. I've never been a long-winded preacher. How many of y'all know that around here? I say it and get to the point and say, all right, there it is. Take it or leave it. Oh, praise God. Hey, if you happen to be with us tonight and you don't really know Jesus as your Savior, or you need to just rededicate your life to God, our people are down here. You can come and pray with them. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you need prayer of agreement over something, come right now as we're dismissed. Come down here. They'll pray with you. Connection team, go find a first-time guest. Take them to that special place. If you're looking for a church home, what we say, church? Welcome home. You found it right here. Just come on and be here with us. Hallelujah. We're glad to have you. Praise God. We're just enjoying serving God with life unlimited with God around here. We just have a great time. We're Rhema family. There's something going on around here in every area of life all the time for somebody. So come and get involved. Amen. Hey, don't forget all the announcements. And like he said, if you want to sign up, it's out there in the north lobby. I think, although I do think Synergy uses and some of the others uses the west lobby over here. And I think what is that Sunday school class? The cars class? They always use in the west lobby. But everybody else is using north lobby. Hey, Sunday morning be right here at 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock, School of the Bible. You want to break this church down into a small group? Come at 9 o'clock. We've got different groups for different ages and different marital statuses. And you know, somebody said, well, I'm 50, but I'd rather go to 30. Well, okay, go in there. It's all right. You know, some 30-year-old said, well, I'd rather hang with the 50s. Okay, go do that. I'm 70, and I'm going to hang with the 40s. I'm 77, not 70. You're only as old as you feel. It's a number. I feel young. I'm going to act young. I'm going to live young. Hallelujah. Lord, let's raise our hands and thank God for everything. Father, we thank you for all your blessings and your benefits. We thank you for life. We thank you for faith. Father, help us to take that faith and activate it and receive everything that the good Word of God says belongs to us. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if you need prayer, you need anything prayer, come to the front right now. Turn around, shake hands with somebody. Tell them I see you Sunday right here. God bless.